Welcome to the Business, Wealth and Mindset Podcast. Your space for real motivational interviews and cutting-edge business content to inspire your positive mental attitude. And now, your host, Alex Sopala.
Welcome, Wendy, around to our podcast.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have another our own Malawian legend to come on our podcast.
Thank you.
So the idea here is just to really just capture your story, like your journey, where you come from and where you are today, or the challenges, experiences you faced before, in a way that can inspire a lot of other Malawians as well.
Right.
So think of it like come 100 years down the line when everything is done and said, and people are asking who was Wendy Harau, and
right.
they listen to this podcast, they can follow your story pretty much in a chronological order and take some lessons that could inspire them as well.
Right.
So the way we are going to look at it, to sort of approach it, is first we just capture your story in terms of your parents, the siblings, growing up, the early years, and all your earliest memories as well. So if you take us just through that as well, where it all began.
Well, the music began in Sunday school.
Yeah.
My parents were church-going people, especially my mom, so I loved church. I used to sing in the Sunday school, and the main church, they would call me to go and start the songs in the main church choir.
Mm-hmm.
So it just started from there. I kept on until everything else. And for the family, we were five in our family. I lost my brother last year, the one I come after.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now four. Three girls and one boy. We were three girls and two boys. My dad is late in 2000. He did the best he could. He made sure we went to the best of schools, private schools. Education was first to him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one point he actually banned me from singing in the house when he asked me, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be like Brenda Fassie." Oh, it didn't go well with him.
Yeah.
But I understood. The education is what has helped me also in the industry to be a better artist and to be where I am at the moment. I've always been a go-getter, so I did not really depend on, to say, my family this. So I always used to try things, even from home. I would leave, go and try this and do this. And businesses, I'm a marketer by profession.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so here I am. So much as I did music, I've always been into businesses. That's where my company, Jacobs Investments, comes in.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. Yeah. So in those early years, obviously, music, and you mentioned business as well. Were there any particular specific people you would call were figures that inspired you or influenced a lot of the stuff that you did and where you got to?
I'll start with the music part.
Yeah.
The music, like I said, I like Brenda Fassie.
Yeah.
In the house, you watch, you listen to music. My dad had all those records.
Yeah.
They had records that time in cassettes. Mm-hmm. And Whitney Houston and Celine Dion. So I was influenced and I always wanted to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
The business side, I think my dad used to talk to us a lot, hey, you should work hard. If I'm not here, what would happen to you? Blah, 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 and things like that. I was not very good at maths, but I think my communication skills were good.
Yeah.
So I tried to look for something. But I've been a wanderer. I'm always a wanderer and alone. I think I was a different one out in the family. I always wanted to be my own boss.
Yeah.
So that's how I would start with small things. Sometimes I would take biscuits to school, which I bought for 20 kwacha and sell them at 30 kwacha and stuff like that. So That's how I started, and I've always done business. I always look for opportunities in everything. And I think I was one of the first people who invited the who brought international artists to Malawi. So there was Danny Agumbuyo. There was this Agumbuyo song that time. I brought him to Malawi, and I looked at the opportunity to see that people don't know how to get international artists in Malawi. So when I made these friendships, and every time I met with these people, I made agreements with them. So I became a booking agent. So if somebody wants to book an artist, I've even booked for Diamond Platnumz and them. Busy Signal. Every time I meet the artist, I try to make a relationship. And as a booking agent, I make money off the bookings that I do. So that's one of the things which my company is, my company does. Being a marketer, I think I became a better manager to manage things in the artists. So I was so good to the point that I became Lucius's manager. Lucius, who I was born from musically, I later on became the manager. So I'd manage some artists. I do part management of Lulu, Zambia, Oka family. I've managed them for years. So that's also my company also manages artists. And that's also where we make money from. Apart from that, I do trade businesses. So because I go to Zambia a lot, I would look at what do Malawians like from Zambia. For Tikana, there's this juice. They like this, this. I get those things, sell them at the wholesales in area Tulilongwe. Then when that load is going, I get gani masobo, gani mipunga, gani miteza. Take them that side. I hardly sleep sometimes. People just see the good times and the happy thing. But I'd rather sleep at 2 o'clock if I see an opportunity. So if you tell me I need mandasi, but I'll make a profit from that mandasi, I will go in the kitchen and make them for you. As long as I make the profit, and that profit also puts it on something else. So that's just who I am. Music is a passion. I just started it as passion, but it's something that I continue to do. And later on, when I became born again, I mean, I was lost in the world. I've done scandals. You've heard so many scandals, some which are true, some which are not, until I became born again, and I'm now serving the Lord, and I use now my music to serve the Lord. It's actually a very, very big testimony. It's wonderful to be born again.
Amazing. You've touched upon a lot of great golden nuggets there, and I think you know, which will be quite inspirational for, you know, young people out there looking to make it, because you know, let's be honest, none of this is easy, but you have to pick your easy in the things that you enjoy as well. You know, there is the talk about when you're doing and hustling in something that you love and enjoy, it almost doesn't feel like work. You combine your profession and your passion, and that's what a lot of people actually get to miss when they get fed into the system of, you know, go to school, get a good education, and get into a high-paying job, and then doing something that you don't actually like or enjoy. You know, so you're very fortunate in that, in that aspect. But one thing as well, which is quite key in terms of how I can break it down, is how you identify that in terms of how, as people, we get compensated and get paid is through the creation of value. And you know, you mentioned how you identify areas where you can create that value for people, because all that value creation is actually a win-win. I think some people sometimes don't quite grasp that. If you're bringing in an artist and you're getting your cut or profit or whatever, it's because you've provided value in that aspect that you've been compensated for as well. So that's quite crucial and critical as well, that you've mentioned. So in those kind of time and period, did you have like one particular big reason why, other than that you enjoy the thing that you do, did you have like a particular goal to say, Okay, let's say maybe I'm gonna have become a millionaire, or I'm gonna help so many people, or I'm gonna, like, this is my big mission, or help my family to this level. Or is it just you just found your passion and then you just go on from there?
So I think from childhood, I've always it's actually my purpose. I realize now after being born again. I've always been that person that is a giver. I remember there was one time we went to the village and my parents had just bought me new clothes. And there was a girl that I used to play with all the time and she liked my dress. She didn't really, she used to wear one dress most of the times. I took her to the house and I took those clothes and gave her. I was actually in trouble with my parents. So even as I was growing, I remember even when I just started making some money, I started working for Power FM 101 as the marketing executive for Zuzu branch. I took in two girls that I was paying school fees for or help them in whatever I can, whatever I need. So I think it is something in me that I've always wanted to have so much, a lot of money to be able to have what I want and reach out to the people. So it's something that I did, even donations or what, before I was born again. So when I became born again, I understood that this is my purpose. God does not come down to give himself. He uses us people as vessels. So I think that's one of my goals. That's one of the things. And I love good things. I love a good life.
Absolutely.
So I'm not where I am, for me, is not the limit. Sky is the limit. So whether you call it billionaire or trillionaire or whatever, I'm still going and I'm still working each and every day for more and more. And I'm reaching out to many. And that is how I also now have a foundation. I'm the CEO of Wendy Harawa Foundation. And it's not just for Malawi. I go to different countries. We were in Nigeria, Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, reaching out to the needy. The Bible says, I'll give you nations. So I believe that if I want those nations in the word, in the gospel, in my music, it is also in everything
And
that I can be
everything.
able to give.
Amazing. I guess if you ask, like, a lot of people, they would want to have what you have, but somehow they don't. Do you think there is something particularly special that you do, or you possess certain qualities, or that other people who are not able to be in your position, that they don't possess? And are those things that they can be learned at all?
I believe it's faith and to believe in yourself. I think I always find to say nothing is impossible. When I put my heart to say, I am going to step into such a country, I will reach this far, I work towards that goal. You know, sometimes I remember, I'll use the church because I'm understanding most of the things now. I remember somebody kept complaining to say, I was prophesied to all these people, they lie, but this thing hasn't happened. Going to church and being in church and praying to say, yes, it will come to pass, so I receive all this, without action, it won't happen. So if you are saying, I'm praying to say, God, please give me this cow, this, if I'm just sitting, how is it gonna come? Even the Bible says we will eat your own sweat. You see, so I think what it is about me is that I work hard. Like I said, I look for opportunities in everything. Even as I'm talking to you right now, I'll try to understand who is Alex, what makes Alex, why is he ticking in this and this, is what can I get from him, how can we go further. So I
Absolutely.
believe in networking, and I hardly sleep. If you wake me up, even if I was sleeping, if it's at 2 or 3, if I make 100 kwacha off that, I will go. I will wake up. If it is whatever, I do it. So it's not just about the qualities, no, but also principles help.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have principles, you have to have a goal, and to never give up.
Mm.
Sometimes you want to give up when you're right here, that I've been trying for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
but maybe what you want is just around the corner. Around but the because corner. You've turned back
yeah.
and not past that corner, you don't get it.
Yeah.
So I think what makes it for me is that I'm a go-getter. I keep, yeah. when I put some my mind to something, I do it. I believe it doesn't happen if it has failed,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't meant to be, or it's not God's time yet. But I still keep Absolutely. On trying.
That's one of the natural laws, the gestation, you right. know, that things will come in their right time.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's absolutely amazing, because it shows that you are driven by a higher mission.
Right.
But with that, you've got the motivation and inspiration, and most importantly, the burning desire.
Right.
Because that is the key thing that actually drives us, the people, right. to take those actions.
Right.
And that's a key word you mentioned, to take the action.
Action, yes.
You know, because without action, if you're just sitting there thinking things are going to harm, you know, then you're not going to identify. But when your mission and your purpose is so crystal clear,
mm-hmm.
you get to be tuned in into those opportunities
lines, exactly.
as they actually come upon. Because sometimes I think there was a story about one guy who was in a flood, you know, their village was flooded,
right.
and they were stuck on top of a roof, yeah.
Right.
So they were praying to God that, oh God, save me. And at that time, like a helicopter came and dragged this rope to say, you know, hold on. He said, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. And other people came on the boat, they know, jump on. No, I'm waiting for God.
Oh.
And then in the end, it's because when you're not in tune with what is happening,
mm.
it was God sending.
Sending those, it was God actually came to
yeah,
that guy to save him.
Yeah,
that was his answered prayer, yeah. but we miss it.
You miss it because, you know, when you're not in the right framework and frequency, you miss those opportunities.
You're right.
But most of the time is because your mission and thing is not clear enough or mm-hmm. very crystal clear to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you say, because you're very clear mm-hmm. at what you're doing, you look at an opportunity in everything. Because right. as they say, there is literally an opportunity in everything.
Everything.
You know, even if it's a hardship or a challenge mm-hmm. or whatever, if you look hard enough, you will find the opportunity. So it's quite amazing and inspiration, actually, you know, for a lot of our listeners to be hearing, you know, your story, the legend that you are, how you inspired them, and, you know, for them to actually pick up on that, to say, you know, if Wendy is doing this, you know, we can do it too.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
So how did you get to link up with Lucius? Like, how were you identified, or your biggest break into music?
So like I said, I was banned from singing in the house.
Mm.
So I gave up on music. I never even thought I'd be a musician.
Yeah.
So my fiance, who is now my late husband, was friends with Lucius.
Mm.
And I remember that time Lucius and them used to do two shows.
Yeah.
One in the afternoon, Palingadzi, mm-hmm. then they would go to Lumbadzi
yeah.
and have another one.
Yeah.
And there was an issue with Lucius's car.
Yeah.
So because he was friends with my fiance,
uh-huh.
we picked Lucius up
uh-huh.
to drop him at the next show while they are fixing his car. So I was singing along to just music, you know, in the car. So he was like, wow. So you can sing, and he asked my fiance if I could back his album. So my fiance said yes, and I went there as a young girl. Aunt Eliza was there, Kachali.
Yeah.
They helped me, guided me. It wasn't easy. I thought it was easy because I loved music, but I backed the album, and because I love to do dancehall. Okay, so when I backed the album, when we go to the show. Because he was a fan, my husband. When we go to the show, Lucius would just call me on stage.
Yeah.
And when I sing, people loved it.
Wow.
And they wanted me to do more. So I loved dancehall, raga. I used to do that within time.
Yeah.
So when they are asking for more, I ended up just doing dance for one day. And people went wild. And Lucius wanted me to do it on his song.
Yeah.
I did. And people wanted to see me in shows. Wow. Then he said, why don't you just do an album?
Yeah.
And my husband was okay with it.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
An album, started moving with Sembani to sing. And that's it. I grew, became solo, but we maintained the friendship and we became working partners and stuff like that. I, as a child, when you grow, you come out of your parents' house.
Yeah.
So I humbly spoke to Lucius to say, I think at this point I'm able to do this and this alone. And he gave me the blessing, so I became the solo act that I was, and did all the other things. And as I was succeeding, he asked me to manage him as well.
Wow, that's amazing. But again, you're demonstrating the very crucial point you mentioned about taking opportunities.
Right.
Because at that point, when it happened with the car situation, if you were not in tune with grasping, whether it was conscious or subconscious, but you took the opportunity,
right,
and then you see where it ended up. So that's absolutely amazing. Now, taking you through like your music from the early days up to now, do you see that your music has evolved quite a bit from what you were doing in the early days to now, or is it pretty much same idea?
It has, in a way. Well, it's pretty much same type of music that I do, but it has in a way, because I did do positive music then, which I think impacted also a lot of people in certain ways. But now it's gospel music that I am doing, and I feel I've reached out to many. When you go to my inbox, just last night at the event, one of the ladies came to say, my mom passed, I think was it a year or two, and at this time I heard this song, and it is this song that has made me go through, and this. So I feel it's more or less the same, but not really the same. I think what I am doing now, it may not be something that everybody would dance at out there or just say this, but I'm touching lives. And looking at my story, I'm sure, Alex, if you've heard about me, I was wild. I used to move with bottles of whiskeys in the car. I would sleep 5, 6 a.m., hardly do stuff. So I feel it's a testimony and it's a thing that gives a hope to a lot of people and changes a lot of people. So I'm on a mission to just reach out to so many people and to know that it's possible, you know, and it's doable.
Yeah.
We are meant to be something else. God has something aligned for each and every one of us. We are meant to be great.
Yeah.
And when things are not in that way, it's usually because we are diverted by the devil somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it is something that I aim to show the people, because it's not like I didn't have something when I became born again, no?
Yes.
It's not like I wasn't doing well, no? I had it all.
Yeah.
But it was the time, and it's the realization that I knew that, okay, there's still a difference when you don't know God. When you don't know God, when you're just living, there's a difference in how you do things. Or how you receive your blessings, or just to have that sense to say you can do this the way you're saying, I grab opportunities.
Yeah.
I think you're directed better by the Holy Spirit if you listen to voice.
So it's almost like you feel you are doing or going a particular way, but still something is missing, or else you're not complete until you get saved, then you see your mission in a bigger light.
Yes, you see it in a very big way, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very big. You understand things very different, Alex. Yeah. If I had to start explaining my experience and for people to really understand, it can take us hours.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be here, and I'm hoping that we may have another session sometime.
Absolutely.
Where we can just literally talk about that.
Absolutely.
Can be one of those things that we can document out, put on YouTube or whatever. I believe it can touch so many people.
Definitely. Because I think, you know, as a people, you know, I was speaking to Lucius earlier, just discussing about like how he would like to be remembered. And if you look at some of the great people who have been, most of them haven't been so much remembered for like the wealth or something, but how they've touched people's lives and the change and effect that they've made in people. So, you know, if one person out there could come out and say, just like you just said, one lady comes to you and say, oh, mom died, but I remember this song. That must be worth its, you know, word in gold, because it's worth much more than even money or anything that you can get. So I think as you become to that realization, I think it's more fundamental. You almost your consciousness goes beyond the material things. Of all the happenings in the world.
Exactly.
You know, you can bypass all of that as well.
Exactly.
So now, in terms of like where you see yourself and your mission, let's say 5-10 years from now, how do you see that planning out?
Oh, I see greatness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it just working out so very big. I know we'll be, as we go 5 years, we'll also be 5 years, five times more into whatever I am doing, from my work, from my finances, from everything.
Yeah.
That is my mission. And I have faith that's how it is going to be.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. Now, for people, especially the younger generation, who are also looking to break through into their own success, whatever that may be, what would be like your best or greatest advice you would give them in terms of the challenges they may face and how to navigate them to break through?
It's to never give up. I'll give you an example of when I started the music. The Malawi music industry, women were not really looked at as in an artist.
Yeah.
So you would go on stage, and when you're dancing, men are thinking otherwise. They are looking at you in a certain way. Some would even call you hule, you know, like that's bitchy and stuff like that. So it wasn't easy, because with our culture at that time, a woman's place was in the kitchen.
Mostly. Yeah.
They wouldn't look at you as an artist. We make challenges even in radio stations, even if you're trying to get promoters, because they won't look at you the way they would look at Lulu. They would sometimes look at you as a woman and won't move. And that not happening, it affects you and stuff like that. But I went on, because I said, I have this talent. What is it for? If I was given this, I am to use it. And I'm not going to let anybody or somebody say, stop me. As long as I know what I am doing. So for me, I would encourage them, when they know, or when you have a God-given gift or talent, or try to find what it is, use it. But I also always encourage each and every one of them to say, yes, you have talent. Work towards your talent. But if there's also a chance, work hard in school. I believe the difference that I made, like in the whole Zimbani, for me to be able to come out and be able to even manage Lucius or do other things, it's because of the little bit of knowledge that I had. It opened my mind in a certain way. Communication skills. How do I sell myself as a product?
Because
I'm a marketer. How do I sell Lucius? I would go to him and tell him, you know, you are a big artist, but this is, you know, if we did this for you, you would be here. And he sees it happening. In the end, he asks me and he pays for that service. You see, so I would encourage them to work hard in school. That knowledge really helps. And not give up on their talents. Not give up on what they believe they can do.
We
fall sometimes. I had so many times that I had fallen. There would be these issues. I remember when we were on separation with my fiancé, there was that issue. I went out with the guy from Zambia. I was beaten.
Yeah.
All that stuff. It was something that I would feel, this is it.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it happens to anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
It's just because I'm Wendy.
Yeah.
I got up, dusted myself and went. So when they fall, don't give up. Keep going. It may take 2 years. It may take 3 years.
Yeah.
But the right time comes. It can take you a month. So yeah. Don't say because this one is just a month. This one just did this song.
Yeah.
This one just did this business, but it has worked. I should give up. No.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And I believe it's to trust in God always. I won't say believe in this, believe in that, but whichever, despite of religion, whichever, we serve God, one God who is the creator.
Yeah.
So if you trust in God, everything,
mm-hmm.
it just works perfectly.
Absolutely.
So that's what I would encourage them.
That's amazing. That's quite profound, and you know, golden nuggets of wisdom that you're sharing there. And you know, it must take a certain kind of resolve to actually, you know, face those kind of challenges and still dust yourself up to understand that, in a way, all this pain and challenges are almost guaranteed in life.
Mm.
And I think the difference between those people who succeed and those who don't is how you actually react
to
those challenges. Mm. And you know, you take a very you know, like positive way of reacting to challenges.
Yeah.
Say, this is not going to define me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still going to push through despite what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you rise out on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, those who just dwell in it and get consumed, they are the ones who fall to ashes. But I want to pick up as well on one of the key things you mentioned there about, like, you know, having an education, almost investing in understanding or knowing more a particular area, because it goes fundamental to this notion, because a lot of people, maybe we get to think or understand that as people we get paid or we get compensated for the time that we spend to do things, but in reality, or you know, when you understand deeper the concept, we don't actually get paid for time that we do things. We get paid for the value that we bring in the marketplace,
That's
but however, we use the time to become good at the things that we do. I mean, a classic example, if you look at, you know, like Usain Bolt, you know, he would run for literally under 10 seconds and make millions, you know, but if you look at the time he spent to become good at what he does.
Mm.
So you know, your point is very valid in that invest to become good at something, because that is something that you will then use to provide value in the marketplace when the time comes.
Exactly.
And you know, sometimes it's about picking what that is, because obviously other things are more valuable than others, depending on how. There's other three key things, including like, you know, how you replace them with it, which is probably why you see people like cleaners or whatever, they probably don't get paid as much as somebody else, like a nuclear physicist, because it's easier to replace the cleaner.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around. So some of the wisdom comes in that, like, how do you pick something that you do to invest your time as well, and you know, linking it to your values and something that you enjoy as well. So that's a very good point that you mentioned. Now, you know, thinking about, you know, Malawi in general, and how you can see, even if you look at the time of Kamuzu dictatorship, and now, when you look at the tables about how poor Malawi is, we haven't really made much progress.
I mean,
is there something for you personally, when you see, whether it's the mindset of people or as people we think, that actually is bringing us down? And is there something that we can do?
It's a tricky one. I remember last week, I think I went to Kenya with Kondwa Nichiwa.
Mm.
I've done a song with Kondwa Nichiwa, so we went to do the video in Kenya.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the airport just in Kenya, the difference. with our airport.
Yeah.
And then we're thinking, Zambia.
Yeah.
We were not very different just now, but if you see how it is right now, so much different. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
So I believe, like, recently we've had people make noise, talk, do this, this, this.
Mm.
But we are people of word and not action. It comes back to the action again. We will speak, we will make noise, then we leave it.
Yeah.
You know, if we feel this is like this, it is also our duty to say, how can we get to this and do that?
Yeah.
But it's not there. I remember we were driving in Blantyre, and the streets were so dark. Yet I could see the poles, the lamps. Meaning, Guri, we can have the lights. But what is it?
Yeah.
And it's just because we relax a lot.
Yeah.
It would just take somebody to just drive. You are doing this, you are working, you are into this, just to check that streets shouldn't look like this.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's going on? Why are we paying the road tax? If we are still going to have the roads like that in Makeso Sayak, what is happening? Where is it going? So we are not a people who really look into such. And I wish Malawi could have been at a better place. So we pray and hoping that as we go in the future, it's going to be better, because we are at a standstill.
But I guess it's going to take also like individual people, because when it comes to, maybe we just depend on the leadership to say, okay, now we've elected this president, he's going to be the savior. Our problems are going to go away. And then, you know, 5 whatever years later, nothing happens. You know, he hasn't done anything, we change. But how about taking responsibility ourselves?
Exactly.
Individually. I mean, we struggle in collaboration, like you said, doing action. We can talk and talk. I think we are probably actually very good at analyzing what our problems are.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, we'll put them there, then we say, so what?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
What are you
going
to do?
Now? How can it change? You have an idea, pick yourself up, go there. Let's even say, I have this, this, this.
Yeah.
I think we must do like this, this, this. So.
Okay. Now, this next section is just like a fun section, just to work out how well you know yourself.
Okay.
It's a quick fire round. I'll give you 2 words. Just to mention the first one that comes to mind, like you relate.
Okay.
So if we start off, if I say tea or coffee?
Coffee.
So you're more of a coffee person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. we are there. Mm-hmm. Now, morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening person.
Mm-hmm.
So not waking up.
I won't wake up at 9.
Yeah?
No. Don't call me at 8.
Yeah?
I won't pick that call up.
Beach or mountain?
Beach.
The beach, yeah? Okay. So now, when it comes to film, comedy or action thrillers?
Comedy.
Comedy. All right. So you're more comedy fan, yeah?
Yes. You know, laughter brings peace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Brilliant. Cat or dog?
Cat.
Cat. Okay. Would you rather drive or fly?
Okay, fly, drive.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can choose both.
Yeah.
If I'm not driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. Okay. Sunshine or moonlight?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. So not so much the stars and the moon. Okay. Quiet evening out or the night dancing away?
Quiet evening.
Yeah, okay. Now, the innocence of youth or the wisdom of experience of age?
The wisdom of experience of age.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference, actually? Because when we are younger, we take much more risks, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to not have, like, big responsibilities of a lot of things.
Right.
You can... grow more, but as we grow older, there's all this responsibilities, family, children, trying to leave a legacy, I guess.
Yeah, and the thing is just you do everything better. Same thing you would have done in a certain way. On that innocence of age, you do it so much
So
better,
much
I think,
better.
because of the
The
experience.
experience,
So for me, I would say.
Now, the last one, the big one. If I say hope or freedom, would you rather be free or have hope of something fundamental is going to change or happen?
Do you know why that's tricky?
Yeah.
I am a person with so much hope in
And
everything,
everything, yeah.
but freedom comes first.
Yeah.
But my hope, I put it in everything
And
always to
everything.
say this would be like this. So,
Yeah.
I wish we could
Oh,
just make hope freedom one word, you
right.
know?
Absolutely. Okay. So what are you hopeful for Malawi? Or the world in general.
I would actually start with Malawi. I wish it for a better, just for the kids we have and maybe the children that we will have
Yeah.
and other people that will come. You know, I travel a lot, and then when you see the access and the things that everything from the education, from whatever,
Yeah.
and access to other things, how it helps the other children and how fast they go, how they can be even able to say on a holiday, I'm going to work in a coffee shop, I'm going to do this, is we don't even have that.
Yeah.
The children don't even have anywhere where they can go to pass their time so that they don't end up in bad behaviors
Yeah.
and stuff like that. No, they either have school and nothing else. That's why afterwards they end up these unwanted pregnancies.
Yeah.
So I would wish for just a better Malawi, just if we could even get just sentence. I just want a bit of more development for Malawi as a country,
Yeah.
because with time, civilization is out there.
Yeah.
We just need a bit more of civilization for the sake of our children.
Yeah.
When we are gone, I just feel they are in there. It would be better if they were in a better space. So I pray every day for a better Malawi.
Yeah.
For
Brilliant.
Malawi to be, I don't know, saved, I don't know, salvaged, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Now, looking at your music again, which has been your most successful song?
Is that from the secular? From when I was in the world, I think
Knowledge.
Unalonjeza was the most successful. It's, people still like it until today.
Yeah.
Even Cindy Lee John Cho, yeah, those two songs. And in the gospel, I think maybe because I love Mundisunge Ndinu,
When the song
but
is
I would say it's
that's
the
the
one that
classic.
people
Yeah.
love most. And Ambuye, people love the other new ones,
Oh, the new one, yeah.
but
Ninja
yeah,
Harmony.
Akuona, yeah, they love Akuona so
Akuona.
much. But I would say Mundisunge
When the
Ndinu,
song is that.
because it does a lot. Not only it's more successful, because even if it's a worship, if it's a concert, a
Yeah.
gospel concert, it does a lot. So I
Yeah.
feel like it's the one that has just done a
A
lot.
lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Now, finally, in terms of legacy, come 100 years down the line when we are no longer here, what would Wendy Harawa want to be remembered for?
For the change and things that have changed and the lives that I've touched. I believe, I think when I spoke that time to say, people used to say, hule or whatever. I think I went on, and I think right now people in Malawi do look at any female musician as a musician.
Yeah.
They do understand that when they go on stage, all those young girls and dance and this, it is a career.
Yeah.
It is a way of earning money.
Yeah.
I didn't stop, I went on.
Yeah.
I feel I paved that way and whatever. So I want more of that. I want and to be remembered as somebody who touched lives. People's
amazing.
Lives,
so it's in a way, your mission has become like more than beyond yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you know, you would want even the knowledge of the people that you touch, mm-hmm. they can touch others.
Well.
So we all become
exactly.
And that's quite a noble, grand mission as well. And I'm sure, you know, with all the things happening to you, that's absolutely gonna happen, you know, how you identify opportunities, the networks that you make, you know, it's almost guarantees. You know, there is can't be naive to understand that there's not gonna be challenges. The challenges
will be there.
You know, big challenges.
They'll be there, are always there. You just trust God that everything will come out okay.
Yeah.
I actually remember, because I'm also into soya, these farmings, whatever. So I actually remember the prices were like, so I couldn't farm. I went into the villages, I sent people, I also went, bought whatever I could to say, okay, I'm going to supply this and sell, and the prices dropped. You actually just did all that to lose
money.
You know, so challenges will be there. But I didn't say, because this happened, I'm not going to do this business anymore. I went on. It's also one of the businesses that gives me money. So,
So
yeah, challenges will be there.
How and where do you find the time to do all these amazing things?
I find it. I think you get used, because when I have free time, sometimes I am so tired that I want to rest.
Yeah.
But when I am just resting or doing nothing, it just feels like it's not right. So every single piece of time, I use it.
Yeah.
Time doesn't wait for us.
Yeah.
So we need to use it wisely.
Wisely.
So I manage, I do all those things. I manage. I'm actually also a director of a certain KFM organization. It's international. It's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I find time for that
for
as
that.
Well. Yeah. Wow. I make sure when I say, don't call me at 8.
Yeah.
I sleep at 3 or 4. I do that.
Yeah.
But when I have nothing to do, I still don't want to sleep. You know? You still feel like this. So I manage. But I should also say it's by the grace of God. Because to still have that strength and be able to keep on, it's by the grace of God. And I just thank God for the grace, the good health, and everything in it.
If there was one superpower you would ask to have, for what would it be?
Superpower.
Yeah. Like to turn water into wine.
To heal people.
Heal people. Yeah.
That's, to heal people. Or to actually take them from their space of, you know, that sorrow, that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I see a lot of that. When I open my inbox by Facebook, what you get, it's just as I feel, how can I manage as one person to reach to all these people?
Yeah.
Which is also one reason I opened the foundation, that maybe at least if we can help in this way.
Yeah.
Even when you go there, you find sick people.
Mm.
You find this, some of them you feel, they shouldn't be. Mm. It shouldn't be like that. So if I had that power to heal or be able to know there is this person here, they deserve this healing, I would
amazing.
Love that superpower.
But
I desire it.
But I think, you know, with all the skills and communication and networking you have, I think for me, leverage is one of the words that come into, because you can only do so much you as one person,
right.
But if you use your network as well, bring people, you know, for a cause that is beyond everyone, I think you can do more as well. So it's just been amazing to have Wendy Harawa on the podcast.
Thank
it's
you
really
so much.
A pleasure, you know, for me that you've come to visit us at our house. Before The podcast actually, I reached out some of their network and the message that they've passed on, to me, to pass to you, is just how amazingly you've impacted a lot of boys, especially these young girls. Like, yesterday someone actually told me, "Oh, she's there, just pick up at the comment and say hello." So
Thank you so
sometimes
much.
when we do stuff, you can't imagine and see the impact that you're making, because some of it is beyond yourself. There's a big impact that you're making beyond social media, beyond Facebook, and all of that is happening in the world, and there's a lot of people out there being inspired by the things that you're doing. So keep doing those amazing things,
Thank
keep inspiring people, and all of us, we are here to support in any way that we can and work with you as well. So it'll be amazing to have you again maybe at some point in the future on the podcast to discuss other things. And as I said, there's no such thing as chance meetings. Maybe this is the start of a great collaboration and amazing things that we can do together towards your mission as well. So from me and the rest of the podcast team, big thank you for you for coming to us. Is there one last message that you would like to give to our audience and the people in general?
Thank you for having me, firstly. It is always a pleasure when I get to give out what I can. I believe it will reach or inspire somebody somewhere. So I should thank you for that, and God bless you for that. And I pray that whatever the aim of this podcast is, but he increases you. It gets to wherever it can get, that it does whatever you aim and wish for. For the message from the people, thank you so much. I am encouraged by those words to do more. Will do more in everything, and I just want to encourage somebody today that there could be somebody somewhere right now going through something else, or if you are, why this or why that. I just want you to be encouraged that it's not the end. No matter what, you always come out okay. God doesn't give you a problem that is bigger than yourself. So that's just to encourage someone, and God first, and thank you so much for having me.
Very profound, and we finish on that note. So, thank you
Thank
very
you.
much.
Thank you so much. Woo, that was good.